You know, we just had Thanksgiving, right? And we probably eat too much. And then we had what they call Black Friday. And I don't know how it got that name, but it did. I don't know. Somebody wondered, but anyway. Where people shopped till they dropped. And then right after that, we had Cyber Monday, where everybody spent all day long in front of their computer. And now we're in the Christmas season. You know, somebody said instead of it's beginning to sound a lot like Christmas or look a lot like Christmas. Somebody said it's beginning to cost a lot like Christmas. Anyway, as we approach this special day in which we remember the birth of Christ, now when you start talking about that, you always have all of these people that start saying, well, you know, that wasn't when he was really born. Well, nobody really knows for sure when it was. You can read all kinds of theological ideas and chronological books that try to give a chronological version of all the stuff that happened. And I always just say, I don't really care. But that's the day I celebrate my Savior's birth. Hello? You know, that's... We don't really know for sure, but that's the day that we celebrate his birth. We need to realize that's a special day for us Christians, right? And you know, many as you were growing up, and even now as adults sometimes and kids, they don't know exactly what Christmas Day is going to be like or what's going to happen at Christmas, but everybody's excited. And we that's been around for a while, we can almost already smell the smells coming out of the kitchen of the turkey and all of the stuff, you know. We can almost taste it. Come on, don't look at me like that. You know what I'm talking about. Sitting there. Acting like you don't know what I'm talking about. Come on now. Let's get real today, all right? But you know, as we begin to look into the scripture, the Israelites, through the prophecies, especially of Isaiah, they look forward to that day when Jesus was born. We have a day that we celebrate it. Actually, Isaiah 9:2 says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. The Voice Bible says, the people who had been living in darkness have seen a great light. The light of life has shined on those who dwelt in the shadowy darkness of death. When it's speaking of the light here, it's speaking of the promise of the coming Messiah. You know, throughout the Bible, Jesus is repeatedly referred to as the light of the world, right? Historically, if you look at verse 1, we can see that the people who walked in darkness in verse 2 refers to the people of Galilee. Now, according to Albert Barnes in his notes on the Bible, he says they, the Galileans, were represented as walking in darkness because they were far from the capital. They were far away from Jerusalem and from the temple, because the temple was in Jerusalem. And they had few religious privileges. They had intermingled with the pagans and were comparatively rude and uncultured in their manners and in their language. That's what Barnes says about this. Now, in verses 3 through 5, Isaiah speaks of the difficulties of the Galileans that they face and the effect of the coming Messiah upon them. And finally, in Matthew 4:16, we see here that it's speaking of Christ as he began his public ministry in Galilee. So now we go back to symbols. And so symbolically, the phrase, the people who walk in darkness in verse 2 refers to all of Israel and to all of us who had not received salvation, or those that have not received salvation. Now, sometimes I like to go and give some historical background. Sometimes if we just understand some of the background of some of these scriptures, we get a better idea of what they're talking about. You know, when I was in school, I took a course called Types and Shadows, which it talks about the symbolic things. Certain things are symbolic in the Bible. Now, if you look and study the children of Israel in their latter years, and if you can see this in the last few chapters of some of the minor gospels there, the minor prophets. Now, they stopped serving God and actually become more paganistic and idol worshiping. And before the years that Christ was born in Matthew, and is a period from Malachi to Matthew was a period of about 400 years in which there is no word from God on the children of Israel. In fact, if you want to know about that period, you go read some books called the Book of the Maccabees, and you will find out that they became a very paganistic people. The majority of them did. And there is no record of God having any contact with them. And they sat in great darkness. And then, as the symbolic, as you see this, it says they lived in a great light had shined. Now, Adam Clark, in his commentary on Isaiah 9:2, says this is an illustrious prophecy of the Messiah. He is represented under the glorious figure of the sun, or light, rising on a unbrightened world, diffusing joy and gladness wherever he sheds his beam. The prophet speaks of what was future and would take place after the 700 years as though it had already arrived. He is talking about it here. Isaiah is talking about this 700 years before it actually happened, when the Son of Righteousness did come, was born. He is speaking in the present tense. A great light has shined into the darkness. Now, what does all of this have to do with us today? Well, it has a lot to do, because we have a light that shined into our dark world and changed us. You know, he talks about that this, we would be brought out of darkness. Isaiah 9:6-7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from the time forward, even forever. The seal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Now, I want you to notice that he is talking about Christ being born and all of this and being a light to the world 700 years before it happens. He is looking into the future. As he writes, he sees the future, so he sees it as it is, not as it's going to be. As he sits there and writes down, he writes what he sees, but he writes it as if it was happening right then. Hello, how many understand what I'm talking about? You see, sometimes we quote this scripture, "For unto us a child is born." How many times have y'all heard that at Christmas? Bunches of times. But you see, if you go back and get some, and the light shined into the darkness, and Jesus is the light of the world, we've heard all that. But when you go back and begin to put it all together so you see what it's really talking about. I don't know, is this helping anybody? It brings it more into focus. I begin to understand. Yes, there was darkness. When you begin to study those 400 years between Malachi and Matthew, it was dark. And when you begin to look at your life before Jesus, it was dark. But when that light came, it changed everything. See, you know, we begin to look here at some prophetical words by the psalmist in Psalms 18:27. "For you will light my lamp, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness." You know, he's talking about his life. The Lord is the light, the lamp that shows the way. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. How many of you have ever been out on a dark night and you got a flashlight? Before you got that flashlight, you didn't know where to go. You were stumbling around. You got that flashlight, shine the light on the trail. It's easy to follow. That's what God does for us in our lives. You know, the prophet Micah, right here toward the end of the Old Testament. And you see, they were prophesying all of this because they saw what was coming. These prophets began to see how that things were deteriorating. But they saw what God was saying in the future. Hey, we may see things around here deteriorating, but I'm going to tell you what. We know what the Word of God says, and we know what the future is. The light's going to shine. That light cannot be extinguished. It was born, and it is alive and well today. I like what Micah says here in Micah 7:8. "Don't rejoice over me, my enemies. When I fall, I will rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will shine his light upon me." This is a message that says, hey, wait a minute, Mr. Devil. Don't rejoice too quick here. Because my God is going to come in with the light and show me the way out of this mess. See, the message for us is that in the dark times, don't succumb to depression and despair. But realize you may be down, but you're not out. Hallelujah. Because the light of your salvation has come into your life and will change everything around you as it shows you the direction to walk so that you can be free from all of the darkness that surrounds you. He will break you out of your dark spot. Even if you think, oh, we live in a dark world. Yeah, we may live in a dark world, but it's not dark where I'm at. The world may be dark, but it's not dark where I'm at because I have the light. the light that has come and has shone into my life. You know, a lot of people live in darkness and they don't understand that the light has come. If you don't turn your flashlight on, you're going to be in the dark. If you don't let the light of God shine in your life and shine on your pathway, you're going to be stumbling around in the dark. Ephesians 5:8 says, For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the world. Walk as children of light. Now that's a little blind to us, so let's read it in the New Living Translation. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord, so live as people of the light. It's talking about before the light came. And then it's talking about what to do after the light came, right here. See, sometimes we need to wake up and recognize that the enemy is trying to put us in darkness. You see, he always is trying to put you in darkness of ignorance and lack of knowledge. See, how can he get you in ignorance and lack of knowledge? By getting you not to read the word and know what the word of God says concerning your situation. That's one way. You know, some people live in the darkness of calamity and affliction. You don't have to. The light has come and shone. Some people live in the fearful darkness of the unknown future. We don't know what the future is, but there's no use to be fearful when we're trusting our future to our God, an unknown future to our God. Many people struggle with the darkness of depression and despair and hopelessness, but let the light shine, the light of the word. See, the more you know of this word, the more the light will shine in your life. You see, the last part of 2 Timothy 3:11, Paul is writing, and he says, what persecutions I have endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. He didn't say, I haven't had any persecution. He said, I have had plenty of it. I've endured it. But the Lord, what? That's the light of the Lord, had delivered him out of them all. You know, in Psalms 107, 13 and 14, then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death. That means spiritual death there it's talking about. And broke the chains in pieces. We're talking about, hey, that the light has come and it's got us out of darkness and broken the chains of sin, sickness, and disease and destruction from our lives, so that we might walk in the light of God and receive all of the blessings that God has for us. Walk in the light. See, God wants to shine his light on your situation. Yeah, but you don't know my... I don't care what your situation is. When the light comes, the situation disappears. When the light comes, darkness disappears. Hello? You can't have both. You can't have darkness and light at the same time. I want the light. My wife is one that likes lots of light. She keeps all of the curtains open so all the light can come in. Hello? She wants to wake up with light. She don't want you to have a blackout curtain. There's some Christians that are living their life with the blackout curtain up. Take the curtain down and let the light of God shine in, and it'll change everything. Hey, you know, we go back and read in Malachi 4:2. Remember, all of these minor prophets were prophesying just before that God quit speaking to Israel because they were turning against him. But to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. You will go out and grow fat like a calf leaves from a stall. Here he is speaking of a prophetic time when the light of Christ would come to them. In the darkness of your situation, Let the light of Christ come and dawn upon your problem, and you can jump like a calf loosed out of a stall. Now, if you've never been at a farm and seen a calf that's been hooked, you know, pinned up, you let that calf out, man, it takes off out across there jumping. And how many of you know what I'm talking about? See, we got some people in here. How many of you don't know, never seen anything like it? The Bible said, let him as ignorant be ignorant still. I'm kidding. You can do that with a young colt horse. Or actually any horse or cows, you keep them pinned up, you let them loose, man, they take off out across the air kicking and jumping. Hey, do you know that's why all of a sudden we begin to jump and kick and run? Because the light has come and we've been loosed from the darkness. Hallelujah. See, praising God is a way of expressing our faith in God. Praising God is a way that we can show that we believe what he has said. See, that's when we jump. That's when we act like that calf let out of a stall. Hello. We praise God and believe that no darkness can keep us from walking in the light. You know, when Christ comes to shine the light, he doesn't come empty-handed. He comes with whatever you need. He comes with every promise in the book. He comes with the power of God. He comes to set you free from your darkness. He comes to free you up like and let you dance like calves released from the stall. Hey, this morning, all I'm trying to do is let you know that the light has come. Don't walk in darkness. The light has come. You have been set free. Act like it. Come on now. Come on. The New English Bible says of 2 Corinthians 6:2, God's own words are in the hour of my favor. I gave heed to you. On the day of deliverance, I came to your aid. This is God talking. The hour of favor has now come, and I say, has the day of deliverance dawned? See, when the light comes, and we call it the dawn, because it is the dawn of lightness driving out darkness. Here, the Apostle Paul here is actually referring to what Isaiah was saying in 49:8. He's speaking of the future of the coming of the Messiah. Paul indicates that the prophet was speaking things that will come to pass in our day. What we see, they prophesied. What we're living in, they prophesied it. It is here. The day of light has come. It has dawned. Now, you see, we can, if you're going through a dark time, don't give in to the darkness. Begin to thank God for the light, because it's the light that will set you free. It's the light that will drive away all of your despair and your despondency. It's the light of God that will drive away everything, and your situation will change because the light has come. Hallelujah. See, we read those scriptures sometimes over there in Isaiah, especially at this time of year. We read those scriptures, but we don't really understand what it's talking about. They were living in a very bad time, very dark time. The prophet saw the darkness, but he also saw what happened when the light came. Hallelujah. I don't know if I helped any of you, but I wasn't getting excited. Hallelujah. Shout a little bit. The light has come. No longer will we live in darkness. Now the enemy will try to get you there. He'll try to tell you that. Hey, Somebody said, well, I'm waiting on God. Quit waiting on God, because that's in the future, and the Word of God says the light has already come. We don't have to wait. It's here. Today is the time for you to let the light shine in your life and change everything about you. Today is the day of salvation and healing and deliverance and safety and whatever else you need. Because the light has come. The light has come. And in just a few days, we're going to celebrate the birth of that light. But it's strange to me how some people only celebrate that light one time a year. Friend, I'm going to celebrate that light every day of the year. I'm going to celebrate that light every minute, every hour, every second, for the all the time. Hallelujah. All the time, every time, the light has come, the light has shone, the light has changed everything. Light changes things. Hallelujah. The light is here to minister to you now. The light is here to minister to you in your home, in your car, wherever you are. The light is here. It will minister to you if you will let it shine. You will see which way to go and what to leave behind. If you will just let the light shine, you will see that there is a great road and a great path. And at the end of that is deliverance and happiness and joy and peace. But you can't do it if you don't let the light shine. So let the light shine, and you can jump and shout and rejoice, because the light has come. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Anybody excited about the light? Glory to God. Bow your heads for just a moment, please. If you happen to be in this place today and the light has never shone in your life, you've never accepted Christ as your Savior. He is the light. Or you know what it is, and you need to rededicate your life. You know what it is to live for God, but you know you're not where you're supposed to, and that light is not working for you. Anybody on any one of those invitations, I would like to pray with you and pray for you. Upstairs, downstairs, wherever at, if you need Christ, you need to rededicate your life. Let me see your hand right now. I want to pray with you, and I want to pray for you. There's a hand right there. I see that hand. Thank you. Is there other hands anywhere in this place? Are they upstairs, downstairs, anywhere? Other hands that will be raised. Praise the Lord. Listen, I want everybody to stand, please. I'm going right down front. I want to shake your hand, and I want to pray with you. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, I want you to get up and step out right now. Come down here and meet me at the front. So come on right now. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on. God bless you, man. Let's step over here in the middle. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Come on. If you raised your hand, should have raised your hand, wanted to raise your hand, come on.
The answer, the Father.
Bless you, buddy. Praise God. Come on. You're never too young, you're never too old to let the light shine in your heart. Right here, buddy. Bless you. Praise God. Come on now. If you need to rededicate, if you need the light to shine on you for the first time, come on now. Come on now. We're going to wait just a moment. If you're in the balcony, you want to come, the ushers will get you down here. Just come on. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else coming? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, guys. I got two books in my hand, one called New Birth, talking about the light shining in your life, and one in Him, talking about who you are in Christ. If I put these books out here and said, I'm going to give it to you, what you got to do to get them? You got them. They're yours. Hey, all y'all going to get them same books in just a minute. That's just a little exercise I do. I can give you a book, but I can't give you the spiritual thing that you come down here to receive. It comes from heaven on high. Just as he reached out for those books, I want you to reach one hand toward heaven like that. I'm going to pray with each of you. Congregation, reach your hands toward him. And Heavenly Father, I thank you that every spiritual need in these lives will be met today. Salvation, rededication for you. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Put your hand down and look at me for just a moment. I see Mr. Greg right over there. I want to ask you to go to a special place of prayer where you can be prayed with individually. People are waiting there to pray with you. Get those books. Now, we call it a prayer room this morning, but for you adults, that becomes a classroom on Sunday morning called Turning Point. You say, well, what's that? Well, it's just a few classes to get your life turned on to God or back on to God, and I'd like to see you there next Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. Would you just turn right there and go follow Mr. Greg right now? Just follow him as he goes. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Hallelujah. Amen.